Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness gracious, how beautiful, how beautiful. What a great, great song. And I'm just so, I've been changed. I mean, her voice is so powerful. And we have the pleasure and the honor of having her on our show today. So you guys kick back and relax, because roughly she will be here and about 10 minutes, and I want you guys to just enjoy this lady. I want to know her story. What an amazing voice. And if you could feel it in your soul, my goodness, girl, I've been changed. I know it. You know when you know, right? You see when you see, you hear when you hear, and you know when you know. And so that's what she says. I know I've been changed, and I'm just so grateful for her. And so we can't wait to chop it up with her. I had a great talk with her yesterday. Really looking forward to just chopping up with her and having a good time. So, guys, it is Indie Artist Day here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Hello to all our friends around the world. Much love, everybody. Hope you guys are good and blessed, and God has been good to you as well as good for you. And so, anyway, tuning in, what's up, Greg? What's up, Astrid? What's up, Kimberly? My girl, Kimberly. What's up, Tiffany? A lot of girls, huh? I said, Greg, though. What's up, Greg? That's my homeboy. And Don Fleming. We still keep my brother Don Fleming in our prayers. Much love, Don. God bless you, my brother. So, anyway, guys, let's get this music. Indie Jazz Day every Wednesday on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. And so we're going to take a couple of big steps here. How about maybe just one giant step for my buddy, Mr. Thank you.
strong, like a beat of honey. All wrong, but I can't help helping myself, tasting your taste in tiny sips. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. All through the summer we were so bad, and when it got hotter, so glad. Should've known I couldn't resist, couldn't stop with just one kiss. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. That wicked little smile, and you smell so sweet. I feel those muscles in your arms, they knock me off my feet. When we're close and the room is dark, kiss me, baby. Thank you.
and that is CC Cameron re-releasing as an independent artist, I'll Be Around. Oh, man, and you guys, you know, that goes way back, right? Back in the days of the Spinners and all that good stuff. But, you know, I am looking for a very special lady right now by the name of Chief. Are you
Hi,
there, Chief?
Hi, Wardell.
Hey,
yes,
lady,
how are
Chief.
You?
I am so blessed to hear your voice for the second time, because when the show started and opened up with that amazing voice of yours, I was just blown away. Oh, my God. So, Latrice Lawrence, everybody, welcome to the show, sweetheart. God bless you, and thank you so much for, you know, taking our time to do this with us. We've been chasing you, and finally got you, and we're so blessed and so great for you. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been praying because the numbers have been going up with the COVID again, and I've been asking God to please have mercy on us so we won't have to go under another shutdown. But I'm grateful for the work that I've been able to do, the singing I've been able to do during this pandemic, and just the blessings, the BMA last year, and just the new song, and just everything, just, you know, just life and my family being strong and friends and healthy, and, you know, the ones that are not feeling well. The last couple of days I've been very concerned because Nikki Rich from the Nikki Rich Show had to go through brain surgery, and she's has another surgery that she's going to have to go through. So my heart is heavy because of that, because I really am worried about her. But she's a strong woman in faith. I mean, she is a strong woman. So I know that God is watching over her, but we've been praying and just doing a prayer circle for her the last few days.
Amen. Amen. And we will join you in that prayer, because prayer works, and we just pray for your friend and your family and everybody that's going through it right now. It's been very challenging, to say the least, because right when we were all excited to be able to
ready for everything to open up,
here comes, you know, this new variant again, and it's just, you know, and it's now it's causing people to, you know, like I was going to be in out of town to do this show. I was going to do this show on the road. I was going to be in New Orleans doing this interview with you today.
Right.
But I canceled my trip because, you know, I don't want to put my wife in a situation where, you know, she, you know, her immune system is already compromised. And so the doctor said, well, you know, you guys have to be careful. And so as soon as I saw the numbers were going up so high, especially over there in New Orleans, I was like, nope, they're not going. And so, but, it, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. And I really am going to join you in that prayer, because I know prayer works, and it's worked for a lot of us here on the station. We pray for, like, Greg. We prayed for Greg when he got really sick and he was going through some stuff, and he's fine. He's doing great now. And Astrid, she's battling cancer and stuff, and she's wonderful. She's out of the, you know, doing something at another station right now. She's been being really blessed.
Astrid is wonderful. She's a wonderful woman of faith.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, you saw that flyer I told you last night. I said, Greg made this one for you. And so,
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he
said, and then the thing about it is, you're such a good husband, because that's so important when people have immune issues with this COVID, because I have an immunity issue myself, and it's no joke, because you got to really take a lot of vitamin C, echinacea. I take vitamin C, echinacea, and you know, I take a few different things for my immune system to build it up, and, you know, to make sure that I'm okay, because it's like, this thing is no joke. I mean, it really have a really good multivitamin as well. And keep that mask on. And that's what people don't want to do. But I keep it handy because, you know, even when people were like, oh, you don't have to wear it, I was like, oh, no, no. I didn't stop wearing
mine. Most of the ones that don't want to wear the mask are the undesignated, which are the ones that are in the hospital right now. 90% of them are the ones in the hospital. So, you know, you make your bed, you're going to have to lie in it. And so I just want to also, Greg is sending a hello from the UK to you.
Hi, Greg. How are you? I love my UK family.
Yeah, good people, man. I can't wait to get over there with those guys.
Me either. I haven't been there in a while, but I can't wait to go either. I can't wait to go again because it was a whole nother world. The air was fresher. It was just a wonderful experience. And my friend has Wilfred Caper. He was over the Arise Campton Corral, and he passed. And he lived in Amsterdam. And he passed, recently, and it broke my heart because when I went there, they treated me with such love and affection, and I sang at the De Spiegel Theater, which is one of the newest theaters out there, and it was just beautiful. It was just, I had a beautiful experience with him. And so the music will always live on. He's such a great guy, and, you know, said, I just have this special connection with the UK, not just because Taking It Back is playing in the UK, but it's I went there and have a whole family out there, and then you introduced me to Astrid and Greg and all these people, so it's been a blessing. It really has.
Yes.
It's been a complete blessing.
Well, you know, I just want to say We had this conversation last night, and it was really funny because she was, weren't you on your way to get your nails done or something?
And
I was like, man, I wish I could. I mean, I really love getting not really a manicure, but a pedicure. And I have not done that as much here in Texas, but in Texas, they give you wine when you go get your pedicure. And then I found myself like, am I craving the wine or I just want to take care of myself? Because, you know, I try to go, you know, I don't go like a woman would go. I go like maybe every 3 to 4 months, you know.
Right, you go every blue moon, right.
Yeah, every blue moon.
But,
right?
We have to get it. We have to make sure we get our feet together because there's not.
Yeah,
you might have a little sticking, little feet to the cheek.
Yeah, crazy. But you know, but you guys dress your feet up. You know, you match your toenail polish with your fingernail. So it's a design thing for you guys. Whereas for me, it's just maintenance. And I just want to make sure, you know, that I'm decent. So, but anyway, I you know, the song I played in the beginning of the show. I know I've been changed. Oh, my goodness gracious, child. You took me back to my dad's church. And it is it's so
wonderful. Yeah, that's raw gospel.
That is raw, yes. And my father.
Yeah, raw gospel. And I remember when I was asked to do that, I sang it live. And I was asked to do that, and we were able to get audio. And it was just a blessing because, you know, I was really in the moment because my god sister lost her dad, and that was like one of his favorite songs. One of his favorite songs. And so, you know, that song has meaning to me, you know, because it's definitely true. You know, you could be going through some things in your life, and then God touches you, and you know the moment you've been changed with His grace. So it's definitely a blessing, and, you know, I'm glad I was able to send that to you. I'm glad I was able to send that to you.
So listen, I just want, for the people that don't know you, the listeners that may not know who you are, you've been on here before, so a lot of people do know who you are, but for the ones that are new to my station and stuff, why don't you give us a little background about yourself, you know, who you are, you know, how you got started in this business and stuff.
Okay, great. Well, I've been singing since I was 4. I started singing in the church. My mom is a minister, and my dad was a minister, and they were beautiful people. And my mom is still living. She's 82, and you know, nice. And a wonderful lady. She's been a serious example for me as a woman. And she's always been a virtuous woman, and she raised me and my 4 brothers, and she raised us to love people and, you know, to be good to people. And, you know, she just, her and my dad, when they went back to school from ministerial school to get their bachelor's, we'd all grown up at that point. But I was so proud of them when they did that. And I've been singing, you know, I've sung in plays at the Wilshire Ebell since I was 10 or 11. I met Lena Horne when I was 10. And got backstage after her Sophisticated Ladies of the Lady and Her Music concert back in the 80s, and I was able to go backstage, and she was just beautiful. And she said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, I want to sing classical, gospel, jazz, blues, R&B, pop. And she said, that's an awful lot. And she said, that's a whole lot. And she said, you can do anything you put your mind to, baby. And I never forgot that. She was a beautiful lady. And she's one of the people who touched my life. Lantine Price also. I was able to see her at her last senior recital. And that was a wonderful gift because she is a diva, and not only is she a diva, but she represented us well. She came from Mississippi and had people, you know, that trained her, the very best vocal coaches from Europe, and she had a beautiful career. So I love her, nice. Minnie Riperton, Denise Williams, the Clark sisters, and I love Lettucey, by the way. I was able to meet her, and I sang at this award show called The Heroes in the Struggle, and she was honored, and Gabrielle Sidibe was honored, and so was Billy Porter, and I actually met her at her book signing. So she's like one of my recent, like, loves. I adore her and her music. She's amazing. Aww. But old school music is probably what has transformed my life. Classical music and old school music. It's nothing like the classics, like Free by Denise Williams, Loving You by Minnie Riperton, you know, things like that. That's where I'm at. I love it. And also I have a version on iTunes now of Congratulations, Vesta Williams. I have to say that I did that for her in honor of her, because she was a beautiful singer and beautiful person. So I love her. But when I wrote Taking It Back with Devin Shaw during the pandemic, we wanted to talk about empowerment. Women's empowerment. We wanted to talk about not only women's empowerment, but we wanted to talk about getting empowerment from the COVID. So in other words, taking our lives back after COVID halted several people's jobs, their gigs, lost loved ones. They've been sick themselves. So that's what that song is mainly about, getting sick and tired of crying and all the lying, you know, because they lied so much on the
the TV, as you well know. And, you know, and see, but I'm going to spread my wings and fly until I reach the sky. So it's basically we're going to rise above it. So that's what Taking It Back is about. And I was so grateful for Devin Shaw to create a track so powerful. And my other producer was with us and was there and supporting and engineering, Brandon Ford. And I've been just grateful with this campaign with Enthroned Records and the guidance that Andre Pittman gives and just our relationship with the UK and the distribution deal. It's just been amazing. It's been totally amazing. So
are you releasing singles or album, or are you doing both? How are you dealing with this new record business activity?
Well, it's really interesting because I've done albums, and you know, my last album was Another Side of Me, which was R&B and jazz and gospel infused, but it was mostly neo soul, and it was really fun doing it. And I do want to do another album, but right now we have with Universal Music Group UK, we have this deal to do Taking It Back, and then I'm going to release another one in October. But I definitely am looking forward to an album, and the first thing I want to do is get the rights to I Refuse to Be Lonely, which is a song that Phyllis Hyman used to sing. So that's the first thing I want to do is get permission to release that, because I do want to do a full album.
Okay, cool. You know, we had Denise Williams on here not too long ago, maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And she's still, I mean, what a sweetheart. She's such a sweetheart. And she's still... She was just, you know, singing a song for her son, his son's friend. They were working on music, and she sang a song. And she was like, you know, they were like, you need to put this out. And she was like, me? And so she ended up just releasing another song, but she had no idea. She wasn't even planning on doing it. And so, and that sounds really good. I had to forward it to you so you could check it out. But you know, you know,
I would love that.
I know that's your girl. So, but anyway, so you know, the thing I was just talking to you about in regards to the singles and the album venture versus the albums. You know, this new time that we're in, everyone's releasing singles, and they're saying that that's the
right
thing to do. That's the way to go right now.
Right.
And, Have you like done any research on why and how did that happen? Do you think it has something to do with that people weren't getting the quality of records that they were used to getting, and so they weren't buying records anymore?
Yeah,
albums anymore?
Yeah, they weren't buying albums anymore, and now that we have things like downloading, and they don't buy albums like they did back in the day when we had Tower Records and all these other different wonderful places to buy music. Things have changed. Because, you know, videos, everything was visual. Videos, and then the album covers were everything. Remember how awesome the covers were for Earth, Wind, and Fire and so forth and so on? That's what made me love Barbara Streisand and them so much, because it was the covers. The covers were everything. And the thing about it is people don't appreciate things like that anymore. Not everybody. Old school people, yeah, but not everybody. And so now everybody is downloading stuff. I mean, there's still people that are faithful to people like Gladys Knight and people like Barbara Streisand. And by the way, I was so fortunate because I got a chance to work with her in 2000 for her Timeless tour. So I sang backgrounds. And when I say it was like dealing with royalty, it was. This lady was like amazing. Perfectionist. voice sounds just like the album, literally.
Yeah.
And then
right.
she had people like Elizabeth Taylor and Sidney Poitier and Jack Nicholson in the front row. So, of course, I
wow.
had to hold it together and not gasp. Then when John Travolta and his then wife, Kelly
what?
Preston, was walking down the hallway, and I saw them, I said, Travolta and his wife. And, you know, when I was, he was my first childhood crush. And so he walked up to me and was like, hi. Like, you have such pretty teeth. And I'm still never ready to scream, right? So he hugged me. And I was like, hi, I'm Patrice. And I'm like, I've loved you since I was a child. And he was laughing. And his wife was like, he is so sweet. And she is like, that woman, it's like she had a lantern burning inside of her. I can't describe it. She was such a sweetheart, you know. So when she passed, I told somebody, they're not joking about the lantern inside of her. The woman had this light inside of her, and she wasn't just physically beautiful. She was just a sweet person. So I think that was the highlight for me with when I met him and her. I was like, oh, my God, I can't. This is just... And, I mean, come on. And Liz Taylor was sitting up there in the front row with all these diamonds. I'm like, oh, my God. So
okay. When
you look at people like that, these people,
right.
I mean, I don't know. The younger people, and I'm not going there, but the millennials really don't get it. Because we got to see, like, nuggets, like good music. We got to, you know, we know about Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Heart Band, and all this other kind of nugget type music and this classic stuff that'll go in history forever. But now there's this thing where they will like maybe one or two songs off an album, and the album lose all this money to record companies. So now what they're doing is they're giving deals and distribution deals off of singles. That's the thing now, is what people are doing. That way, everything is like bold and upfront, right there and then. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people are doing now. And so, you know,
yeah.
I know that it's crazy because we're used to albums. But even though that's what they're doing, I still want to do an album. Because
right. It's
just been in my heart to do a heartfelt album to encourage people, you know. But
that's what
a lot of the companies are doing. They're giving deals with singles now, mostly. They're putting a single out at a time.
Right. Well, I love albums because it allows you to make a bigger statement, right? You know, you're not just saying, this is who I am, this is... You know, albums, you know, you kind of like, I like this, I like this, I like this, you know?
Right.
You know, this is who I am. And I love that you can hear so many different grooves of, you know, from the same artist on one record.
Right.
It's just like, you know, because it could take you to, you know, like, I remember we used to just listen to the whole albums. It was back in the day.
Oh, my God. And you clean the whole house up and you go on a whole trip. Yeah.
Exactly. If you go through a journey with the artist, you know, when you do the whole album.
Right.
So that's why I really miss that. So a question from overseas is, how does she adapt her gospel R&B style to do the Ave Maria?
Ave Maria?
Yeah.
It's interesting because even though I was classically trained 26 years, you know, I grew up in the church. And what I tell people is, even if you sing classical, there's no way that you can pull the soul out of that because it's a part of who you are. It's just a part of who we are. It goes back to...
Okay.
The cotton, when people picked cotton in the field back when we were slaves, they sung Negro spirituals then.
Right.
A lot of it was done classically and soulfully because
Right.
Of course, you know, there was a certain way you had to sing it and approach it. And a lot of people don't even realize that. So that, to me, was infused with gospel and blues, Negro spiritual.
Right.
Because you were talking about the pains of what you went through, the pains and suffering of what you were going through. And so it's no way to pull soul out of a person. And there are classical singers that are black, and if you closed your eyes, you would think they were Caucasian. But
for
some reason, that pain is stuck in my voice. It just is, that emotion.
Yeah.
It's just stuck there. And I'm glad it is, because you don't know who's listening to you when you sing. Somebody could be ready to commit suicide. And then it could be you who has touched them with what you've said in the song and the compassion you had in the song. So if God uses me for something like that, it's an honor, you know?
Yes. Yeah,
and that's what I always have said. Lord, use me. Just use me.
Amen.
It's not about me and how wonderful I am, me and my flawed self. It's about his message getting through, you know?
Yeah. I wanted
so
to
that's the
song.
Wonderful thing.
I want to get to that song that you were talking about earlier, your new single. Taking it back. But just before, I just want to say this in regards to what we were just talking about. You know, that's, you know, when you talk about that, those songs that came back from, you know, from the slaves and all that kind of stuff, and just that history of, you know, what people went through. That's why it really frustrates me when I hear people on these news stations saying stuff like, we don't want to teach our kids about that. We don't want them to, we want to delete the history of what really happened in America. And I think, what? You got to be kidding me.
That's really pitiful.
Yeah, it's really pitiful. Because it's, I think that they are so, upset about, you know, the fact that the white man did that to the black man. And it's like, don't keep talking about what we did wrong. Let's talk about what we did right. Can we do that? Can we just talk about what we did right?
I've heard that being said too. I have heard that too.
And I think that it's okay to talk about both. You have to, you can't just talk about
you have
the
to take the good with the
bad. Exactly. They go together. It is the history. You can't get you're trying to get rid of the history.
That's the only way that we grow. That's the only way we grow as people, is to talk about the past so we can move forward.
Exactly.
That's the only way we can move forward, is to face the truth. And that's what people don't want to do. And I don't think it's malicious. I think it's more of an embarrassment thing.
Yeah,
that's what I think it is. It's embarrassing for a lot of people, because I've had a lot of my Caucasian friends tell me, I am just sickened by the ugliness in this world. And they were saying, a lot of people I know were saying they want to throw up when they saw people climbing on the side of the Capitol building and acting a fool like that. It bothered them. On a level that they were like, you just don't know how embarrassed I am. I said, I get it. I see both sides of it, you know. And a lot of people, they get mad because they feel like, how dare you do this? We're trying to bridge a relationship with our African-American brothers and sisters and Latino brothers and sisters and Asian brothers and sisters. And you're just taking us back 70 to 100 years. With this BS, and they are.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I know that everybody doesn't feel that way. That's what gives me hope, because I know that everyone is not built that way. I have friends of all races that have loved me more than, you know, they have treated me better than some of my own people. So I don't look at color. I look at the person. I'm like, it's about who the person is. I have some extraordinary friends from all walks of life, all races, and I'm grateful that my parents exposed me to different races of people, and that I went to a school that was a melting pot. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I just have never been one that agreed on the whole black college thing. I think it's fun to do for a semester or two, but I think realistically, you need to learn about everyone's culture. That's my feeling on that. And so when we learn to tell the truth and not be ashamed of the past, and we learn to just face it and get over ourselves, I think all of us will heal from this pain. And basically, we got to show the ones that are ugly and racist, we're not going to take their crap anymore. That's what we have to do. We have to let them know you can no longer come up in here cutting up, climbing on the Capitol bill and disrespecting what people have fought to build. This whole country was built on the backs of immigrants and people that work hard and so forth and so on. So I get sick of people who think they've arrived and they don't. No. You need to really appreciate the culture, the background of America, and know that it takes every melting pot to make it what it is. Yeah. So that ugliness, we will no longer accept that. And that's what taking it back also reflects. We're taking back equality. We're taking back our voice, even though you tried to silence us. We're taking it back.
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody. Yeah. That goes for everyone who has suffered racism. It's not a specific group. It's everyone. Every group of people that have been treated wrong and ugly, you know.
Amen.
And so that's what I loved about making this song, because it had meaning to it. If you're going to sing about something, let it be something that could be meaningful, that could touch people, you know. Grateful for it.
Well, let's take a listen to it real quick, and then we'll come back and you know, finish up with you and stuff. And we're so grateful, really, really, really we are. And thank you so much. I do have another question for you from overseas. I think they like you.
Wonderful.
I'll play this song, and then we'll come back and get some information from you in regards to how the your fans can, you know, follow you and support you, and buy your music and stuff. So we'll be right back as we listen to this new song here. We'll be right back.
Do you think that everything's about to? Never want to hear what anyone else goes through. Well, I'ma tell you what you don't want to hear, and I'ma make it crystal clear.
Thank you.
Wow, that's so dramatic. I love it. Good. That's great, man. And I love the verses. And then thank you for putting a bridge in it. That's just, I love
songs. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love songs. Man, that's a song right there.
Yes, ooh. Yeah, because they don't do that anymore. They don't do that.
Right.
And my producers are in their 30s, and they are like, I'm like, you sure you weren't born in the 70s? I mean, because they really have old souls, and they love to, like, create real music with a bridge and with all these instruments. And I just love them. They're so creative. And so, you know, when we came up with this song, I felt like I had to really come from my heart and sing and be real, you know?
Yeah, great job. Love it. So how can the listeners, you know, buy your records and stuff if they want to, you know, to buy your stuff? How do they go about just supporting you?
Well, you can go to Latrice Lawrence.com, and you know, you're connected directly with the YouTube, so you can see all the videos, and then titles there, you know, iTunes and Apple and Amazon is there. So my music's available on it's available on iTunes, Apple, Spotify. You know, Amazon.com, the music for Amazon, Google Music, Deezer, and it's you know, it's the thing I love about it, and Pandora as well. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done, me and Brandon Ford and Devin Shaw, and working with Andre Pittman. It's been a privilege. It's been a privilege and an honor, you know, so I'm really grateful and happy to be a part of the Enthroned team. And I'm so happy to be on here with you, Wardell, because you are just amazing, period. You're an amazing musician, drummer, and you have been with the best. You've been with the best. So I'm honored to be on Solar Records Radio. And so, I mean, you have serious music history. You've been in the industry and worked with people for a long time. So I respect your knowledge, and I really am happy to be on this show. And I miss Greg. I miss Greg Hanley so much. I do.
Oh, yes, Greg Hanley.
He was my heart. I miss him so much.
Yes. That was just ridiculous. I was, that whole thing really took me for one, because we talked every day.
Yeah, so, you had just talked to him. So so I remember that. You were like, Latrice, are you serious? You couldn't believe, because you had just talked to him.
No. Are you kidding me? And then I even called him to tell him, hey, people are saying stuff that you need to correct. So call me back, hurry up, so we can get this corrected. Because you're not gone. So call me back.
Right.
And then, you know, I never heard his voice again. Crazy. But anyway, I have a couple more questions, and I'm going to let you go. All right, the questions that I had for you was, how does she prepare for the comedy movie Karen's Self-Defense Training, and can you talk a little bit about how it came about?
Oh, yeah, with the Karen's Best Defense, that was a comedy movie. It was fun. And you know what? And the thing about it is, even though you have lines, you really have to put yourself in it. And if you read your lines every day, record your lines, and play them back, and actually recite them and record yourself over and over, that's how I get them in my head. Even with songs, just listening, repetition. And just really preparing it and putting yourself in it. When you put your whole self in something, it comes out so much better, and people appreciate it so much more. So whoever asked that, thank you so much for asking. You know, so it's a great process to do that, and just repetition, recording yourself, listening to yourself over and over, And finally, it just sinks in, and you're able to tap into your emotions and really bring it to have, you know, bring it to light, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when is the movie coming out? Is it out already?
It should be coming out soon, and it's going to be on Netflix. And I definitely will keep you guys posted. I'm going to tell you about
yes.
it. And it's
yes.
cool
yes.
because I haven't told anyone yet, but I've been asked to do two plays. So I'm excited. There's some good things coming. Some good things
hey,
coming.
Man. That's my girl. Greg already
God is good.
Thanks, Greg, for posting her website on the Solar page. That's great. We appreciate
Thank
you, so
much, Greg.
You're so sweet and so kind, and we just thank you. And you're so talented, and so just you know,
Aww.
keep up the great work, and make sure you come back and see us again. And is there anything you want to say in closing? Because I do have
well,
one.
Well, I
want to
say. I want to say that I love you guys and thank you so much for listening. And I want to say that go out and download Taking It Back, even if you have it already in your playlist, send it to a friend because somebody could be going through something financially with this pandemic or ready to just end it all, or they could be stressed out about the racism in this country. And that
yeah.
song may give them hope and uplift them in that very moment of their grief and pain. So I want to say, you know, even if you download it and bless someone else with it, it's a wonderful thing to do. And I think that your friends would be happy or family would be happy that you did it for them. And
yeah.
I would definitely appreciate it. We would definitely appreciate it. And, you know, I'm just glad to have had this time with you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. The film is mutual. And as we're leaving, I want you to, I'm going to play another one of your songs. I want you to just tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll play the song as we go. And my dad really likes the song, too. That's what I get.
Is that Motherless Child?
Yes, Motherless Child. Yes.
Motherless Child is a Negro spiritual by H.T. Burley, and I took it and flipped it, and it has a gospel, but it has more or less jazz elements. It's a jazz song. So even though it's a Negro spiritual in nature, it's a jazz
mm-hmm.
song. So I hope you guys really enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, we love you, and we thank you, and we will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. Tell your manager hello, and it was nice talking to him last night, and thank you again for everything, and we wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you. Love you. Thank
all
you
right.
so much, Warren.
Love you. God bless
Bye.
You. All right. See you around. Good night.
like my home to go.
All right, well, I apologize for that. Something didn't go quite right, but I just want to say thanks to Latrice Lawrence for that amazing song, that amazing voice, and what a beautiful heart. Your legacy will live on forever, sweetheart. You are definitely a gift to the world and to us, and we're so grateful for you taking out the time and coming on today and just blessing us with your story and just sharing, you know, your journey with us. We appreciate you very, very much. So, and like I said, we will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. Wow. Man. So anyway, guys, so this is Wardell Potts Jr. We got about another 50 minutes left in the show. And still kind of getting over that interview with Latrice. She's so sweet. And the story is just awesome. And I do appreciate her very, very much. So we're going to continue our Indie Jazz Day. And if you know any indie artists that want to have their stuff played here on Solar Records Radio or jazz artists, please have them to contact us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and we will do whatever we can to try to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters around the world that would like to showcase their music. All right, so let's keep this music going. We're going to have a good time, and we look forward to more great interviews. Man, oh, man, I just love, 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 love it. So here we go. Do y'all want to do this? No, I don't want to do that. Why? I just don't want to play that song. They're trying to give me the players. So. All right, here we go. We'll be back.
family, the first unit of society. Parents teaching their children to share and respect each other in their family and the human family. To embrace the beauty in all people, regardless of their race, creed, or color. Oh, what a wonderful family.
Together.
having a good time here, and I'm so grateful for all of the artists that come on here and bless us. And that song right there was by, that's Nemo's group, After Midnight, right? Yeah, Saturday Night is the name of the song. And the name of the group is After Midnight. So that's over, he's over in Italy. And that's, we had them on the show a while back, and it's great. And so, but we look forward to, like I said, any of the indie artists anywhere in the world that would like to come on to our show, please, you know, we love to support you and push your music and play it and just talk to you about your career and stuff. So, thanks, Greg, for, you know, bringing some of these guys on. Greg is, and Astrid are, you know, they got their hands on and talking to these artists. So we would love to have them on, anyone that wants to be blessed, because not only are we doing something for you, you're doing something for us as well. We get to hear some new good music, right? So thank you guys so much for everything that you do. We're going to kick back, relax, and enjoy this Indie Jazz Day on Soul Light Records Radio. It is Hump Day, and it's the middle of the week, right? So we got a couple more grinding days to get through the week, and then we'll be back at the weekend again. All right, guys. So enjoy some good music here on Soul Light Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr.
I embrace what others fear. You are not to roam in this forgotten place. Just the likes of me are welcome here. Everything breathes, I know each breath. It's more than enough of this man. Like every tree stands on its own, reaching for the sky, I stand alone. I share my world with no one else, all by myself, I stand alone. Deep in the darkness, my heart still sees everything that I'll never. Right here, right here.
You're making my dreams come true.
are coming to the end of the show, and I know you don't want me to go. Oh, don't that sound good, y'all? Don't that sound good? Anyway, I wish I could sing, but I do have to go. I want to just say thank you again to Latrice Lawrence for coming on and blessing us with her story and her beautiful music. And and I really, really enjoy talking with her, as always. And let me see, what else? I want to thank Greg for hanging out with me and posting the flyers and stuff and all the great stuff that he always does. Thanks, Greg, for making that flyer for Latrice as well. She really loved it. And so anyway, guys, we just want to invite you tomorrow to go back Thursday, where Greg's going to post all his childhood pictures. Astrid reposts her zero, age zero. Whoever says that? How old were you? Zero. Who says that besides Astrid? I can't believe she said it. Oh, yeah, I was zero on that picture. Zero. I still can't get over it. She said that. And then, of course, yours truly will post some pictures. I'll do my best to be my best. So my record's ready. Well. And so, guys, so come hang out with us tomorrow, and let's just reminisce, go down memory lane together as we're pushing to the end of the week and getting to the weekend. What a beautiful blessing it is. Anyway, guys, I just want you to know how much we appreciate you here. So, like, it's Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. So, from Wardell and Greg, much love to all you guys. Come hang out with us again. We appreciate you. And to the new people that I just approved joining our group, much love. And thank you for joining our group. We appreciate you. Tell a friend. Hang out. Post some things if you want. We don't do politics here, so, but feel free to post, some of your music, things you like, whatever, pictures, it's all good, birthday wishes to, people, whatever, all right? Well, God bless you guys, and take it easy, and I'm going to play a little bit of Doug Coons. That's my buddy who passed away, saxophone player, and we're going to play a little bit of Alyssa Gomez Taylor. This is her new single. So let's go there first, and then Doug Coons, all right? So here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we're out of here. Alyssa Gomez Taylor, We Chill, Room Hugging.
You can check out anytime you please, but your mind.
Can never leave. Forget the noise of come on now.
Gonna make sure you're feeling right.
Thank you.
Cannot live yet, never die, until you taste it dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is.